It is the Morning News Express, 8:13 at WFMD. Good morning, Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick. Get you through the morning in style.
Yeah, in style. Let's update on the Twitter poll before we get to Dan Cox. Should Simone Biles be sent home? Up on Twitter right now, it's a nip and tuck. A lot of people weighing in on this, Bob. And so far, let me hit the refresh button. 54% of people say no, and 45% of people say yes.
The update, too, also is that she did what I thought she was going to do, or that she probably should have done, and that is she will only complete, it says she or she's dropping out of the individual stuff, too. She is withdrawn from the final individual all-around competition to focus on her mental health.
Okay, send her home then.
She is going home.
Yep. Oh, goodness. Okay, so we will see. Let's get to Dan Cox, Delegate Dan Cox, and gubernatorial candidate. Welcome to the Morning News Express, sir. How are you?
Hey, Bob and Ryan, I tell you, it's an honor to be on your show again. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah.
I'm doing well, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. I was kind of caught off guard about the magnitude of your Facebook post, and I want to read it for people that don't know what I'm talking about. And this centers on the mask mandates, and you posted shortly, I believe between 5 and 6 this morning, that you have learned that Governor Larry Hogan is seriously considering, not yet planned, was just told, he is mulling it over with advisors, new orders for masking, including a form of mandatory vaccine passports. Unbelievable. Share your information with us. What is he talking about?
Well, the information that I was given is not really news when you look at the considerations coming down from the CDC and the Biden administration, even this morning or last night in the Frederick News Post. The superintendent of schools here in Frederick County, Teresa Albin, is mulling over a potential mask mandate for children again this fall, even after we had originally been told that that would not occur. But what I was told about the governor considering it is that with all of these new guidelines coming out, reversing themselves, that he is considering what the rest of the post there in parentheses says, the unvaccinated must mask. Biden administration, CDC, is recommending all persons, including vaccinated, now be required to mask. So we're, you know, hopefully that's not going to happen. I certainly feel for the people who believe the CDC's guidelines have said, you know, that we can end this by getting vaccinated. And the end result is that now they're going to force mask everybody that's vaccinated as well as unvaccinated. So I was told that the governor is considering this. It was an insider person that I trust that said this is was an active discussion. I also know that the governor doesn't want to because he has other political ambitions. And I think the last thing he wants to do is, from what I'm informed, is that he would not really want to issue any mask mandate. You know, he promised us that this would be ended July 1, right? So here we are with a continued state of emergency. It needs to end now. The madness that is continuing with these new considerations, I think, is just wrong. The science does not support muzzling our children for hours on end during school with these face masks. It's just wrong.
So let me ask you a question. Look at Congress. Do you think that maybe, and I am really spitballing here, but it would it be better to have everyone mask up as opposed to only the people who are unvaccinated and have them walk around with the shame and the guilt of not being vaccinated? And maybe he's just, you know, making sure that he doesn't embarrass anybody.
Well, that's not what the governor was considering, from what I was told. He was considering just the unvaccinated. That's that mandatory form of a vaccine passport that was considered. In other words, in order to enter a restaurant, in order to participate in a business activity or in a grocery store, wherever you're going, if you're not vaccinated, the consideration is being discussed whether or not you should be masked. And I know that that would be a form of discrimination. I think that it would also indicate that you have to demonstrate somehow with some kind of a card as to whether you've been vaccinated. And for those who choose to vaccinate with these particular emergency use authorized vaccines, then God bless them. That's great. I'm glad the opportunity's there. I supported the president's plan to try to get that out originally. But certainly there are many people who believe in medical freedom. I think that's our principle. You know, that's our country's principle. That's why I'm running for governor. It's because we must maintain our freedoms, and medical freedom, medical choice, medical privacy are freedoms that are guaranteed in our Constitution and inherent to every person naturally under the God-given rights that we have. So that's my concern. And I think when you look at, you know, this question, well, let's just force everybody to mask. You know, the science does not support that that benefited anything. Right now, we have a 77%, you know, stated vaccination rate, according to the governor's numbers. So if that's the case, if we're past herd immunity with vaccinations, why are we going to force everybody to mask?
It is the Morning News Express. Bob Miller and Ryan Hedrick with you on this Wednesday, July 28, 2021. And we are being joined by Delegate Dan Cox, also gubernatorial candidate and here in Maryland, Dan Cox, joining us. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Hey.
I want to get your thoughts on I want to get your thoughts on the Department of Justice yesterday, now saying that businesses can force the vaccine on individuals without consequence. Your thought, I mean, this can open up a can of worms on a level that we've never seen in the United States before.
Well, that's correct, Bob and Ryan. I tell you, and this is why I decided to jump into the governor's race and run full steam ahead, because this is a long-term issue. We're facing some real serious concerns with our medical freedom. And we've got to restore freedom to the free state of Maryland. And one way to do that is to push back on these federal mandates now that are coming down. And, you know, it's a real travesty to think that our Department of Justice, which is there to protect us from our civil rights being violated, are now issuing guidelines to allow employers or encourage them even to violate our civil rights. Because this isn't about whether someone wants to take the vaccine or not. This is about invading our medical freedom and our medical privacy. I mean, it's... And everyone should consider Tucker Carlson's colloquy last night. He's up on Fox News today. They've got a post on that. And he cites the White House discussion with Jen Psaki and Peter Ducey. And Peter Ducey's question was pretty valid. He says, if vaccines work, why do people who've had the vaccine need to wear masks as same as the people who've not had it? And her response, because the administration made the determination. And so his point, Tucker's point, is that you read it, you know, public health leaders in our administration have made the determination. In other words, their medical justification for suffocating our third grader with a mask is that they decided that that's the reason, and then you must obey it. This is not how America works. And so I'm working hard to try to bring light to this, to fight back, and to provide a path forward so that we can reestablish our basic liberties.
The Morning News Express, 836 on WFMD on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Welcome back to the program. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick, and Delegate Dan Cox. Next couple of minutes, Dan, I want Bob to respond to what you said. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead.
I just think that the... You know, unfortunately, we talk about these mandates that are being handed down, and I think that there is pressure because of the monetary pressure. I mean, that these governments are getting, these school districts are getting, and, you know, they dangle that carrot of cash and or the lack of cash if they don't fall in line. I think that that's a huge part of this.
Well, I totally agree with you, and, looking at this email that was released Tuesday from Superintendent Terry Albin. I mean, they promised this spring that Frederick County Public Schools would resume normal operations in August without social distancing or masking requirements. But now they're stating that with Dr. Brookmeyer's advice, they're anticipating making another announcement this week. I don't know what that's going to be. But my view on that is you're absolutely right. There's a lot of financial incentive to try to get this vaccine distributed for those groups of people who have chosen for their own reasons to forego it. And they're using a lot of social pressure to do so. And I think that's unfortunate. I think, you know, talking about this explosion of a new virus cases or such that they need to force this. I mean, it doesn't compare to the science or the data that we're looking at in terms of herd immunity. So I think that it's really a misnomer, and I think I'm hopeful that people will, you know, at least speak up and say, look, let's push back here and have some freedom. Let's contact Dr. Terry Albin and say, no more masking of our kids in schools. They can't. It's not healthy. They're not even at risk. I mean, children have a very, very low risk, and we can't be forcing. It's actually a very high risk for them to be forced to exercise or to walk around all day with a mask. So it's important. We need to speak up.